Well, we do have the man on the line. He is Jim Benning, GM of the Vancouver Canucks. Jim, how much fun are you having watching Elias Pettersson just keep thrilling us game after game?
Yeah, it seems like every game he pulls something out of his bag of tricks and does something a little different or a little bit more special every game. So it's been a lot of fun so far.
How much has the mood changed around the team and in the front office and with management and the coaches to know you have a talent like this that does change the conversation for your franchise?
Yeah, well, he's the type of kid that comes in and, he feels personally responsible for, the way he plays shift to shift and game to game and wants to be the difference in, us winning and losing games. He has a lot of confidence in himself, and I think that's rubbed off on our other young players and our whole team, quite frankly. So, we're hoping that, every day he seems to get better and better. So we're just hoping that we don't know where the ceiling is yet with him, but we're just hoping and enjoying, watching him show up and play hard every night.
Jim, eventually Pettersson going fifth overall in the 2017 draft. If you were going back to then, where do you think Pettersson would have ranked in your actual board? You've said in the past that you actually had him higher than where he eventually ended up going. How high was that exactly?
Yeah, we had him high, and he's the guy, like every draft you go into the draft, and there's one guy that, everybody in the organization really wants because they feel like this player can be a difference maker for our group moving forward. And, in Brock Besser's draft year, it was, Brock was the guy we wanted. And in Patterson's draft year, like, he's the guy that, at five, we were hoping he was going to be there. And, when he was there, we were really excited.
Now, when it comes to team building, I know you guys have a long-term plan in place, but then all of a sudden Pettersson comes, and I know it's 10 games, and you don't want to put a ceiling on him, and we'll see how much better he gets over time. But he is also on an entry-level contract in the next couple of years, and there is a philosophy that sometimes if you have talented players like him, Quinn Hughes coming next season, do you approach these next 2 years as a window to maybe be better than expected, or do you want to be patient still for a couple of years?
Well, we're just, like I've said all along, we have a plan in place. We're going through the process of, we want to draft well, develop our players properly, and when they're ready to play, give them a chance to, in the lineup where they can be successful. So that plan hasn't changed. Some players are going to come in and be really good and can step right in and play and help the team win. And other players, are going to need more time to develop. But, our long-term vision is we want to be a competitive team every year and, have a chance to compete for the Cup.
You've talked before about you're always open to trying to make additions and make the team better. We know that drafting and developing is one aspect, but you still have to find players via trade and free agency. If you had to look at adding one type of player at this stage, what is the focus that you're looking at outside of the organization to maybe help bring some more support to this team moving forward?
Well, if I was to look at it that way, maybe a right shot power play defenseman. I like our power play and stuff, but if you add that, that power play guy on the point that has a big shot and, can walk the line and, run a power play, I think that would be the one piece right now that we're missing.
Jim, so far this team has seen some pretty steady goaltending play from Markstrom and Nilsson before he got injured, of course. Now, with that said, how much interest would you have in trying to find a proven veteran starter, or are you more willing to see if these guys can run with it first?
Well, I think Ian Clark has done an excellent job with both goalies this year. I think both of them have played, some really good games for us and have held us in games and have given us a chance to win. Thatcher Demko's back practicing now, and I think, his timetable is he's going to get back up and playing next week sometime. And so we're excited about him. So I'm not necessarily looking for a starting goalie.
And in the situation that this team could be within a wild card spot by the deadline, do you see a possibility to approach Alex Edler about his no trade clause, or is that something that you're just unwilling to do in order to qualify for a playoff spot if it's
within? That's a long ways off, like we played, 15, 16 games into the year. I think, we've got off to a good start. Our team works hard every night. Like, there's not one night so far that I can say that, know, other teams have outworked us. You know, we may come up short some games on scoring and stuff, but we haven't been outworked. And we're going to just go through the process, and we'll see where we're at the deadline, and we'll act accordingly.
And another defenseman who came back from injury yesterday was Chris Tanev. And I know you guys are looking at him as being a guy maybe you pair alongside Quinn Hughes next season, but he has one more year left on his contract. What does Chris Tanev mean to this team right now and moving forward into the future beyond the next couple of years?
Well, Chris is, you know, he's one of our leaders in the room. You know, the way the game is played now with, you know, his mobility and his ability to get back and get the puck and either transport it up ice or make a good play to get up to the forwards, that's, you know, that's the way the game's played now. So he's an important guy to us. He's good with our young kids. He works with them and he gets them better. So, you know, like right now, I'm not looking to do anything with him. I think he's an important piece for our group this year.
And, you know, one player that found himself down actually with the Marlies this season was Sam Gagne due to waivers. Now, you've had some injuries so far, but you haven't had a chance to call him up. Do you still view Sam Gagne as being a potential recall option for your team, or are you trying to find a long-term fit for him elsewhere still?
So, yes. Like, and I talked to his agent, I talked to Sam last week. We've called up some other players, but that's been more because of a fit. Like, we need a penalty killer, or we're looking for a size, strength, you know, shutdown guy when we called up Gaunce. Archie gives us a different look, and he's, you know, physically strong player that can stick up for his teammates. So, you know, Sam's still in our plans, and if, you know, we need that type of player, you know, we'll call him up.
And, you know, speaking of injuries, we know that right now Brock Besser is dealing with a groin injury. And when you start looking at how many injuries you guys had last year, you mentioned how you did a research on what's happened in the past and whether it's luck-based or things you can change. And you look at a player like Besser right now, and groin injuries sometimes don't get better unless he gets a lot of rest in. Do you, like, when you start looking at him playing through that sort of injury, taking time off, how do you navigate that as a team in terms of wanting to get a player back and playing through injuries, but also trying to be extra patient to let it heal completely before he plays again?
Yeah, we want, like, our medical staff is excellent, and, you know, we've had the injury imaged and the results were negative. You know, with this particular injury with Brock, it's more about dealing with managing the pain and discomfort. But, you know, we're not going to let any of our players come back and play unless they're 100%.
And where is Besser at right now? Like, how far, like, do you think he needs some time off here? Do you think we could see him back again on this road trip? What's his status right
now?
Well,
I haven't talked to our medical staff yet today, so I can't answer that question right now, but you know, we're going to make sure that when he comes back, he's 100%. And, you know, because, you know, we don't want this to be a lingering thing that, you know, bugs him for the course of the season. We want him to be 100%. And when he feels he's 100%, he'll be back playing.
Talking with the general manager of the Vancouver Canucks, Jim Benning, here on Sportsnet 650, an exclusive chat with Jim. And, you know, we know Brock Besser. He's said on the record in the past he's willing to wait until the end of the year for a contract extension and negotiations for that to begin. But has there been any progress on that front yet?
Yeah, like we said at the start of the year, I've had been in conversations over the summer with his agent. And, you know, we both agreed we're going to wait till the end of the year and resume talks.
And Jim, Nikolai Goldobin, we've obviously seen his success so far playing next to Elias Pettersson. He's in the final year of his entry-level contract as well. Do you find that with the way he's playing at the moment, Goldobin is actually helping his long-term cause with the Canucks and becoming a part of that long-term core conversation with this team?
I think he has. Like, he's a player, when he has the puck on his stick, he's really good. Like, he makes, you know, real good plays with the puck. Him and Pettersson seem like they have good chemistry together. You know, they seem to know where each other is on the ice all the time. So, you know, he's had a lot of chances to score. He just hasn't finished them off. But, you know, he's played well, and, you know, we're hoping that he can keep developing as a player.
He has been playing a lot better. But there is a player down in Utica right now by the name of Jonathan Dahlin, who played alongside Pettersson, of course, a few years ago in Timrå. And I know you guys mentioned when you acquired Pettersson via the draft and had Dahlin already, how maybe those two guys one day could play together. Do you still think there's a chance that Dahlin could play well enough to earn a spot with the Canucks and get a look alongside Pettersson this season, maybe?
Well, I don't, like, with Jonathan's a real good offensive player. you know, we're working with him down in Utica to become a better three zone player. To whether it's in his own end, like getting pucks out along the wall, using his speed through the neutral zone. And we all know that he's got the offensive skill to, you know, be a real good NHL player. But we're just trying to get him to a point where, you know, that he can be a responsible, good all-around player. And when he shows us that, you know, that part of his game has improved, he'll get a chance up here with us.
Jim, just a couple more minutes with you here on Sportsnet 650. And one name that's come up a little bit recently with our conversations is Nikita Tramkin. Obviously, your team still holds the rights to his services in the NHL. He's over in the KHL, but some situations arising where he lost the captaincy, he's been held out of a few games. Has there been any further conversation amongst your group where Nikita Tramkin can eventually make a comeback in the NHL with the Vancouver Canucks?
Yeah, we haven't closed that door. I'm in constant communication, you know, with his agent over here in North America, Mark Gandler and Todd Diamond. And, you know, we've contacted his agent, his Russian agent, and, you know, we just want to keep tabs on him. He, you know, made the choice to want to go back and play. But we're hoping at some point, you know, he decides he's going to come back because, you know, he's, for a guy his size, he's a very good skater. And we think that, you know, he can play in today's style game because of the way he skates, and he can make a good first pass with the puck.
Before we let you go, and I know you're up against the clock here, but the draft is being held in Vancouver, and I know you guys are hoping that the team does well and maybe you make the postseason, but how exciting is it to be looking at the draft next year and getting ahead of it considering you are going to be hosting it here in Vancouver this year?
Yeah, we're excited to be hosting the draft. You know, we're going to do, you know, all of our preparation like we always do and our legwork. And, you know, I expect that we're going to draft another real good player this year.
Jim, thank you so much for giving us some time here on Sportsnet 650. I know you have a busy schedule. Keep enjoying how your team is playing, especially Elias Pettersson, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Sportsnet 650.